I want to begin by saying Alafia. Alafia is a Yoruba greeting wherein I am asking that we have good health and be at peace with our neighbors. And while this is always a good greeting, it is especially good at this time when we are facing so many challenges, and yet we have the blessing of being able to gather together to recognize the changing of the season that is coming upon us. Today, especially, we are participating in the We the World celebration. We the World is being celebrated for 11 days on many platforms to bring about global unity. And each day we'll focus on a different thing. We are blessed to have day number 8, which is a power number. And so today we are going to focus on our humanity, on our human rights. Please bring your whole human blessed self and soul to this gathering today.
Almost always, the trickster is a small creature, a spider, a rabbit, a turtle, a fox, a coyote, often something furry, often something people would want to run out of the house, you know. But definitely come to change our perception, to aid us in making decisions, to bring us gifts we may not otherwise have, and to perform all kinds of magic. Like a dream, like a joke, the trickster turns the hand of creation in our favor, like a dream, like a joke. Elegba laughs.
Oh, thank you so much. We begin all important ceremonies with an acknowledgement of the trickster who helps to turn the wheel of fortune and turn the wheel of time. I want to spend my time sharing with you the most recent divinations that we have had. In my tradition, we consult a series of oracles to receive guidance on how we should be using our energy, our power. We perform divination to find out what the ancestors expect of us, and most importantly, to find out what the forces of nature are saying to us. And I'm very pleased to have consulted with one of our most illustrious elders, Baba Wande Abimbola, who is a high priest. Baba's divination said that the earth herself is seeking divination. The earth herself is seeking divination because there are those who are detractors from that which she would like to see manifest at this time. In the story, the earth goes for divination, and what the divination says is that the people must no longer extract minerals from her body. The people must no longer cut down her forests. The people must no longer pollute her water in search of what we have called prosperity. We are ruining our earth. The earth cries out to us to stop digging in her body, stop draining her blood, stop polluting her lungs, okay? Because these things detract her from giving us the blessings that she came to give. So we really, really want to take a look at what we are doing to Mother Earth as she cries out. Further, we were told that it is time for us to stop the isms, imperialism, racism, sexism, elitism. It's time for the isms to diminish and for us to look at each other, and we are to embrace each other. Further, it was said that we are to save the youth from the blindness of materiality. In other words, beware of bright, shiny objects. Beware of bright, shiny objects, we were told, that some of our young people may be dissuaded from picking up the mantle of addressing Mother Earth and the ancestors because of bright, shiny objects or being bribed by money. These things tend to circumvent our original assignment of living together here on Earth. We have blessings of protection coming from the dense forests. We have blessings of warnings coming to us from the birds. This is a time when we must protect our fruit, which would mean we have to protect the birds and the bees and the insects that carry the pollination, okay? We must produce beautiful fruit and take care of the birds, the natural birds. At the same time, there is an admonition to beware that the sky may become dark with the wrong kinds of birds. These are aircrafts and drones. Aircrafts and drones. So now we begin to have the threat that the peace that we seek may be overshadowed by war from the air. We are asked not to indulge in hurting the earth, hurting each other, indulging in war. If we will stand firm with each other, stand pure, inform the youth, and most importantly, as we do this work, we have a clear message that every time there is a victory, every time we achieve something, we have to dance, y'all. There is a clear directive from the spirits that every time we achieve something worthwhile, we have to dance. D-A-N-C-E. So at the end of this meeting today, some very beautiful music is going to be played, and I want to see you dancing, even if it's in your seat. Okay? Thank you very, very much for listening to what I have to say here. And now,
Loretta got
Louise. Okay. Loretta's here.
Yeah.
All right, then. Then it is my great pleasure to now bring Grandmother Loretta to the forefront so that we may share in her love and her wisdom.
I want to greet each and every one of you from where I sit in the land of the Haudenosaunee people. My husband is Mohawk, and within the Iroquois Confederacy, there are the keepers of the Eastern Door. So I want to acknowledge them today, and I think that Grandma Louisa just instructed us to be lighthearted today and to take up the mantle of dancing, which is the sacredness of that dance. I think every culture, every nation on earth, we all have a form of enjoyment. And I heard a young man saying that, he said, we all laugh in the same language. And so I would just like to add that on to Grandma Louisa's joyful presentation today. This is coming into Putoyetu in our language. We honor the seasons, and within those time frames, we honor the time that we have to do things in the daytime, which is a minute after midnight to a minute to 12 noon. That is the daytime. And then we have the nighttime, which is a minute after 12 noon to a minute before midnight. And within those two entities, we have a matter of 12 hours in which we can do our planning and to do the things that we are tasked with in the duties we have as grandmothers. And so we try our best to meet that and try our best to live within that context. My name is in my people's language, the Oglala language, I am Ombetu Lutawi. And literal translation of that could be, I do things in the light of the red day. I do my sacred work, my prayers, the getting of the sacred food, preparing the sacred foods, the early morning prayers. So that's my time. That's the time that I was born for. So I just share that bit of teaching with you, that we are to line up our time frames and to be able to share ourselves in those time frames to the world around us. And today, week is Putoyetu, and that is the fall season. So this is the time of year when we sit down in our home territories, our homelands, and we secure the buffalo meat, which is the sacred food for the offerings that we make. One cannot do ceremony without sacred food. And so we try to make that that time frame. So the beginning of that time is the winter time that's coming upon us. You start there, and you honor the water. The water is the first one of those sacred foods that you line up. And then you honor the spring with corn. Corn is part of the lineup for sacred food. for ceremony. And then in the summer, you honor the berries. And for our people, it's the choke cherries. And so we pick those cherries and we dry them. We mash them. We get them ready for the winter because we have this whole long winter time to get through. So we prepare these foods to be used for ceremony a year ahead of time. So I'm telling you about the time frames where you get ready for things. You have to be prepared at all times. And right now with Tayetu, this is the fall season. And so the buffalo meat, then we tend to that this time. I'm happy to report today that my younger sister, my baby sister, Anita, afraid of bear, and my nieces and my granddaughters and my great granddaughters, they sat down and they sliced and dried 32 buffalo back straps already. That's already been done. It's already dried and it's hanging up and it's ready to go through the winter. So I have much to be thankful for. And coming into this season, we're going to sit down with our peace pipes on the 21st, and we're going to load our pipes and we're going to offer our prayers that we go through these time periods, because the thunder and lightning are getting ready to go home. So night before last, two nights ago, the thunder and lightning were so close and so loud that they kept us up all night. And then the rain came and just rained all night long. We were a very soggy, soupy kind of misty day, a gray day, and going into this fall season. So we're finding that the change has happened. And the thunder and lightning are telling us farewell. They're going home. Their thunder and lightning are going home now. And so we won't see them until sometime in February, or we won't hear them. We will be missing them throughout this fall and winter as they go home back to the south. So with all of those things, we have time to prepare to share these teachings with you. And I think that in sharing these stories, it's so that you will know that we care about each and every one of you who are listening here. You're in our prayers. We call your names, your people, your tribes, your nations. We call to Creator, to Shka, the great vibration, sacred movement, and to Wohe, the law of the females, our mother law. So these two entities will guide us again in this coming fall time as we get ready to harvest medicine. So right now, when next week comes and we sit down with our peace pipes, then it's time for us to go out and harvest medicine. When the thunder and lightning goes home, then we gather medicine. So between now and when the thunder and lightning comes back again in February, between these months are the time that my Oglala people, we go out and we secure the medicines we're going to need and use for the coming year in our ceremonies. So I want to also share that with you. These are part of the stewardship duties that we carry as ancient peoples. And as Oglala people, we stand and in these, we stand in our conviction to ceremony always. We are tasked with that for thousands of years. We have not changed it. We don't add anything, we don't take anything away. So with that, I want to just say just a short prayer for you and with you. So I touch every one of your faces from my heart to your heart. And I would like to say at this time, I'm going to say a prayer that is the most fulfilling of all prayers in our Oglala language. And so I want to say to you, and I want all of you to say it with me, it's the prayer above all prayers that my people hold near and dear. When we say this prayer, It covers every nation in the world. It covers the air all around the world. It covers the water. It covers the Earth's mother. It covers the first grandfather that sits at the center of Earth Mother, the rock. It covers for the sun, the warmth from the sun, the light that we receive from grandmother, the night, in the night, grandmother moon, in all the cosmos, all the animals, our relatives, those that swim in the ocean, those that fly in the air, in all two-legged, the black people, the red people, the yellow people, and the white people, and that we stand together with each and every one of you, and we make this prayer for fulfillment as we go into this fall. So I'm going to say it to you, and I'm going to repeat it. I want you to all say it with me. Midakuye oyasi. Now all of you say it with me. Midakuye oyasi. Opila, thank you so much. I offer that to you. Thank you for your attention and your time. I love
thank
each and every
you, Grandmother Loretta. Thank you, Grandmother Loretta, whose words are always, always so wise and so guiding. Now I want to bring on Brother Mahesh. We are blessed to have Mahesh with us today. I don't see you often, so that makes me super glad that you are here. Mahesh, will you bless us now?
Thank you so much, Didi.
Tatsaviturvareniyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimai Dhiyo Yona Prachodaya Om Bhur Bhuvasava Tatsaviturvareniyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimai Dhiyo Yona Prachodaya Om Bhur Bhuvasava Tatsaviturvareniyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yona Prachodayat Om Bhur Bhuvasava Tatsaviturvareniyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yona Prachodayat Om Bhur Bhuvasava Tatsaviturvareniyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yona Prachodayat Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
First of all, thank you so much, everyone, for listening. And thank you so much for being together, for Mother Earth, for peace, for love, for harmony. Especially today, we humans are thinking we are very superior in this universe, or we are superior to nature, or we can dominate anything as we can. But that's not true. In my knowledge, in my teaching, in my guru says, no, there is teaching of non-duality. We are not two. There is no separation. These mountains, this sky, this air, this bird, this any every creatures, every human beings are equal. Especially in which family I belongs, in Vishnoi community, they are just like making, how make you harmony with the nature and others. Like trees are equal to you. if you give your head, if you will give your head or you will save a tree in your life. So it's very, very like, it's fair deal. It's not a, you can say it's very, very cheap deal. So today in this beautiful moment where we all together, all around worlds, beautiful, peaceful warriors, we are a peaceful warriors together. So we pray for Mother Earth, for make a beautiful Mother Earth, for make a beautiful our world with full of love and harmony. Just pray in the silence for 2 minutes. Peace, peace, peace. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Devi.
That was soothing. That was sweet. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, the flute took me into my birds, the birds that I spoke of earlier. When you were doing the flute, I saw my birds and my butterflies. How wonderful. I know by the time we get to the end of this call, everybody will be ready to dance in the forest of joy.
Yes.
Thank you so much. That was really sweet, Mahesh. Okay, now we have our bold and beautiful grandmother who is on her way to Africa for yet another fantastic round of spiritual growth and development, which I know when she returns will be shared with all of us. Grandmother Jyoti, will you bless us now?
Oh, thank you, Louisa. It feels so good to just follow the flow of what's unveiling itself as we go around the world in all these special home places that our elders sit. All the points of the world are speaking through them and through all of you that are gathered here. And so I'm really thankful to be sitting on this sacred territory, these sacred lands of the Pomo and the Coastal Miwok people. And I must announce to you that as we just before we came online with everyone, it started to rain here in Northern California.
Thank you.
We have all been praying for this rain, because of these fires that are up a little bit further north from me. But the ground is so dry. I've never seen it so dry. So I'm thankful at this very special moment as we enter into the equinox, where that light and the dark are at that equal place, this special time that all of you have been speaking about as seasons change, that we get to gather with our community. That is, the Mother Earth delegation has called in a community, a global community everywhere. And it so inspires me and humbles me at the same time. And so, as Louisa said, this is my last moment with all of you, because this prayer is what is now going to hoist me higher so I can flow to Gabon, Africa, where I will be meeting with the Bawidi peoples. And I'll be going with my family, I'll be going with my sister Darlene and my daughter-in-law that's married to my youngest son, Dana, and my dear sister Anne, who will be translating for us, so that we can enter this high holy time with the Bawidi people there in Africa, the place where they say so much of the roots of us came and flowed from in some of those original days. And I know there are many stories shared by many elders that tell different stories about that. But I'm just going to go honor the root of life there and hold a prayer for all these things that we are being brought into an awareness about. These moments when we are confronted by the truth of something that has brought us to the end of a cycle and the beginning of a new one. It is a time to dance about that. And I know it's not so easy right now with so much challenge taking place. Our minds can take over, and if they do, we're in trouble. Get in trouble really fast when that mind takes over. But when we sink down into our hearts, where the intelligence of heart can lead us and help us remember who we are, then we go a different way. We walk a different way with one another, and we start to flow on a currency of unification. It's like a strong river pulling us all into one nation, Mother Earth nation, where all nations are gathering as we speak, even right now, and each and every one of us is caught by that flow, and it's pulling us towards a keyhole of what Jinky likes to speak about, which is that new dawn. And I'm sure she's going to touch on some of this in just a moment. I just want to say that much as I go and flow into this prayer, into these high holy times, completely offline for 3 weeks. So we have a wonderful staff that are taking care and holding so many of the things that are in motion right now around our sacred territories, around the protection of our waters, around the protection of this earth and her original people who have the code of understanding, so that we might return to that original time within ourselves and remember that we are nature walking. We are part of this creation. So with that, please join me in that sacred place inside yourself where that coding lives, where the memory of who you are and the magnificent being that you are can sparkle and light itself again. Oh, Mother, Father, God, we are all gathered round here, this sacred time, honoring your cycles, your seasons, as we go through this huge transformation that prophecy and original people have guided us and instructed us and prepared us for. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful that I can sit here in this way with you and pray this way with so many around the planet during this high holy time. I'm so thankful that we have elders from different parts of this globe different parts of this beautiful Mother Earth, for she has handed them creation stories and instructions from those original times, so that they might help us right now remember that we are all part of a brand new story that's waking up inside of each and every single one of us. I am so thankful for the ancestors, for they dreamed us into this place. They entrusted us with this moment of choice. They know who we are, and they are awakening us. Multitudes are praying with us this weekend. Multitudes are dancing with us this weekend. Multitudes are dreaming with us this weekend. We are listening to this creation, and she is singing us awake. I am so thankful. I'm so thankful for the little ones, the generations coming behind me. Seven generations, they say, and beyond, for they are listening too. For when some of them put their feet here on you, Mother Earth, we will be joining the ancestors and have a hand on that dreaming cord of life. Aren't we lucky? Aren't we lucky to be awake in this moment in time? Aren't we lucky that you opened our hearts so we could hear you once again? Aren't we lucky that we are walking in this creation and beginning to remember we can speak to creation, and if we listen, she speaks back? Aren't we lucky? I thank you for this water of life that is dripping outside my window, touching this earth that is so thirsty. And it helps me remember the sacredness of this water of life, the blood of this Mother Earth. And I'm praying to her in this moment so that she can dance with us also. She can lift up us higher in ourselves than we've ever been before, so that we might catch and be carried on that current of unification, where we honor all nations, all forms of this creation, and embrace the diversity of this creation, for it is truly that which will empower our unification. Thank you for flowing with me as I flow now into Africa, as I meet with and make relations with a beautiful community of the Bawiti peoples there. Help me stay awake in this moment, fully aware of what this moment is that you are creating, so that I might bring my full presence to it, to receive it, and bring the gifts and the teachings from it to flow back into my family and community here. And let it be that way for each and every one as you call them into ceremony. For Creator, when sometimes I get confused and sometimes I'm not sure what to do with the situation in front of me, I just go sit humbly in ceremony. I lay that there at your feet, and you always awaken the solution. And so for that, I give great thanks. So for all those elders around this earth that are lighting their fires, that are praying over the waters, that are touching this Mother Earth, that are allowing the winds of change to move through us in this high ceremonial moment, I give great thanks. For they have been doing this from the beginning times, and they are dreaming us into the new times. And for that, I give great thanks. I give great thanks. I give great thanks. So be it.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Louisa. Thank you,
Juan. You transported us. We travel into another dimension inside of our own hearts. That was really, really beautiful. Everybody take a deep breath and take all of that in. Let yourself swallow that. Let it settle in your stomach and run through your veins. And as the cold wind blows, we have a message from Grandmother Helen in the North, which is pre-recorded so that she could be with us.
Hello, this is Grandmother Helen talking from the north of Sweden, Sami land. I want to send you a message. I'm now in my home village in the north, like I said. The village that will be in some years so will not exist anymore, because the mine is coming, the copper and gold mine. So today I want to talk to you about the importance of roots, what it means to have roots. And it's not all about existence in life, in my human body. It's also the connection with Mother Earth, the connection with my ground. And part of my roots are in this land. This is where I grew up, and this is a part of my home. And what I want to talk about is that we're searching today about existence, a belonging, somewhere where we can connect, somewhere we are. That we feel that we are someone, where we feel that we are good enough. And for me, and what I want to say is that it all begins with us ourselves, to look inside ourselves, who we are, what do we need in life, where do we come from. Maybe we feel that we have no ground. We feel we have lost our roots. We feel we have walked this life and just trying to seeking who we are. But it starts by listening inside ourselves. It starts by being aware of all the senses inside us and listen to our heart, listen to our breath, and really walking with the consciousness on Mother Earth. Because it's about bringing the ancestral wisdom into the new world and bringing Mother Earth, waking her and embracing her and notice her. And that with that means that we need to also to announce the nature inside us, because we are the nature, we are a child of the nature, we have all elements inside us. So one part is to embrace the water inside us, the water we were born from, so our own inner power. And when I'm walking, you can see this beautiful, beautiful tree that is standing. It's maybe 400 years, and it's been with me since I was a child. And when I'm walking on this land, I can really feel the sadness, because it has been struggling a long time to protect itself. And even this wall I'm walking through now, I will go closer so you can see it. It's a wall since 1600, 1700, and it's protected. Even that isn't enough for the mine company to come. So it's so important that we start with ourselves, find the alignment in ourselves, found the grounding. And when we found the grounding, we can meet Mother Earth where she is, and also be able to heal her and listen to her, what the message is. That is so, so important. So that is my message. It doesn't matter if my roots comes from four directions, and it doesn't matter what is the most important. It's a part of me, and it's a part of me, and it's living inside me, and it's who I am. So it's about coming in peace with yourself, coming in peace with nature, and coming in peace with Mother Earth. Because when we are in peace, we unify, and then we can work together as one, and we can also bridge each other from the south to the north, and from the north to the south, from the east to the west, from the west to the east. And that is how we can bring healing to the world, to work together. So a lot of blessings and love from the north, and just listen to the silence. All love to you.
Beware of shiny objects, copper and gold. Beware of shiny objects, copper and gold. We want to send prayers of protection to Grandmother Helen's land, to the spirits of the land there. And perhaps one of our hummingbirds or butterflies can touch the heart of those who want to mine that land and change their minds. Let us pray. Let us pray. Now, I would like to bring on my favorite girl, Sister Jinky. Sister Jinky. Lady Love, will you please bless us with your presence?
How are you, my sister Manguno? Good to be here. Mabuyalboru, Maburangi Boru. My family, my friends, lightning spirit, earth, ground. Mijarajarangi Boru, Raguja. As we rise to from being small, coming into a time of growing up, and I think we're all going to be good at it. But a beautiful time, and I'm with you. It is time for celebration. We say burra, burra, for dance. We got to dance this bugarigara. We got to dance this creation story. Which creation story do we want to be a part of? Which ground that we are, do we want to be singing up and celebrating and focusing on? And this is the vision and the dreaming, the bugarigara, from common ground that we're dreaming for all our beautiful babies to carry us forward into this new time, as we're bringing So it's definitely celebration time, and it is getting very strong, the spirit here in First Light, called Gongguan Land, because we are one. And long time ago in the dream time means to be fully awake, the world was soft and one, we were one. So here we are as your family and relatives at First Light, saying that we have a very strong people's movement and humanity movement here in this country. And we have the One People's Treaty growing, and a lot of people who are starting to see that the jurisdiction and the way that they need to walk in this time is with the original nation of this country called Australia. Sometimes it's in the last week, I've just been going, is it really real? Mm-hmm. Are we really here? Old people, are we here? Did you bring us forward right now to this point? And it is, we are here. It is a great moment for us with the shifting of seeing the shadow government and seeing the corporations acting and posing as government. And also for this country, right across from here, across Bora, Mother Earth Star, for the healing and for the full remedy of all of us in this country coming together and healing ourselves and allowing this ancient lands to rest. So I'm feeling very excited about it, and I'm having one of my first Zoom meetings on Friday, on Tuesday, coming with the voice of One People's Treaty and many other groups. But we're all getting on the same page. We're all seeing what we need to do as humans and we as minerals, and what we all need to rise up to come together to look after our Mother Earth and our body, this earth ground, for our children, and that the truth sets us free. So it's a beautiful time in this country, as we are the jurisdiction of law, and the law speaks today strongly throughout the nation. So I'd like to give that positive light to you all today.
Connect with my roots.
are again. Remember to be faithful. Open your eyes and see we are the earth family. Yeah, open your eyes and see. Yeah, we are the earth family. Yeah, open your eyes and see. Yeah, we are the earth family. Yeah, open your eyes and see. We are the earth family. It's my burning desire to reconnect with my roots. Yeah, I remember who again. I remember I'm free man living on the land with a womb. I'm not the man on the piece of paper. I don't speak to that. I don't recognize that. I'm a free man with a womb on the land. Always have been, long time ago. I'm here, will always be forever. I love you so. Remember who you are. Thus we remain eternal with the light and the feather stick. Bani Marbol River, Goa Coast, Yalman, South Desert, Wadi Island. Wurundjeri Wurundjeri India Kujara, Yai Kujara Kujara. Together, one circle, always forever. We the same. Earth ground. Spirit, Chukupa, creation. You won't take my creation story away, our creation story away, our home, our earth ground, our Baba, our children's dreaming. We are here and we will always stay. Be strong. We keep the dreaming strong. We have to keep it alive. This is how it is. Don't get lost in shiny. Excuse my French. Oh my God. I mean, that's from Moana. Shiny, shiny. But the most simplest things are so hard to replace. Can't replace you, can't replace me, can't replace the waters, the trees, the children. Can get shiny, shiny here, shiny there. Where does shiny bring us to? Nowhere. Shiny, we get bored. Then we want love. So let's experience love. Let's experience peace. It's a neutral, peaceful grandmother, sister, friend, auntie, daughter, peaceful Subran. Of all that is, peaceful, so generous, the highest intelligence of all of creation, still creating. We have to keep and hold this dreaming alive. So if I go home to country and I said, I can't find any octopus here, well, I have to dance and sing that octopus song. And I have to sing that and I have to give that octopus a purpose here, or else. What's the purpose, everyone? Bugarigara, creation ground. Keep the dreaming alive. That's what we're doing. Right, Earth Council, Mother Earth delegation, we are the Earth. We are the four languages of the four directions of the Earth. And we are keeping this dreaming strong. And we are awake.
Yes. And
we know the paperwork. We know who you are. We know what makes it you tick. But dead man on piece of paper can't claim nothing. It can't drink and it can't eat. All right. Be a living man. That's common sense and stand on common ground. That's the only truth. Let's dismiss the corporation acting and posing as governments of the world. Let's dismiss the nonsense of money and ideology. And let's beautifully, you know, Walawangobanji, exchange and share and live together. And be the beautiful sharing of the minerals that we are, from the macro and the micro that we are. And remember, the people are government. and humanity, we are government, and we're to stand in a peaceful way in our true authority and say no. What part of no don't you know? The N O the O. It's time to say no. And it's time to say you can't keep doing this to our home and to our future. Enough now. I believe in you, people of Earth. My family, my children, from first life. Bugadigara. Keep the dreaming strong. It's strong here. And we love you.
As we say in my part of town, and some Sister Jinky, she always lays it on us. You know what I'm saying? That was really, really sweet. And I can tell that some of us are starting to wiggle in our seats because the rhythm is here. The rhythm is here. I would now like to bring on a man for whom I have a lot of respect for his insight and his work. Mindahi, are you here?
I'm here.
Good to see you.
Yes.
Will you grace us with a prayer?
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. Ba, yoho, you.
Nuzaki, Tokara make the Numui, Hamadi Makimu, Kamadi Makita, the Huawa, Dinekiki, Chalashu, the Chalamui, Chalashunzi, Dinekion Kiki, Tikwadati, Akhtesina, Nasidada, Titikul, Tioka, Timetai, Dihuawa. With the permission of the Great Spirit, and the four corners are the center, with the permission of the Grandpa Fire, Sacred Fire, and the holy waters, the rivers in the sky, the rivers on their surface, and the rivers underneath. With the permission of the sacred mountains, sacred volcanoes, and caves, and also with the permission of the great star, the leading star, and Grandma Moon. Grandma Moon that teaches us how to live in harmony around this time and space. And with the permission of the feather serpent, Quetzalcoatl. Mashi Kenya, Mashi Kenya, Mashi Kenya. Today we are here in this circle, in this spiral. This time is beyond human desire. This time is about Mother Earth transcending to another level. The night has been long, and the prophecies in the fulfillment, in the action for the new dawn, for the new action, for the feelings of love and connection with the sacred, with the heart of the mountain, the heart of the wetlands, and the heart of the soils, to flourish the words, to flourish our actions and feelings. We are witnessing very critical times. We are witnessing changes, and every change has its pain, but also its happiness. We are here to recover peace and dignity for the good living, for the sacred air to be alive in its freedom, to take the words and action so we can flourish again as human species with other relatives. Today is the day, and the time is now to recover this peace and dignity with Mother Earth, to get connected to the original instructions, to the original principles, because we need to be in alignment, in harmony with our mother, with our relatives, with our community, with our families. We need to recover that dignity. Then, original nations, original peoples around the world, we can flourish again in the wings of Mashi Kenya, the feather serpent. Today we are praying, so many hearts are open, because COP26 is coming and many other international meetings. And the voice of original peoples must be heard. And not just heard, but we need to be taken into consideration and into account in the process of decision-taking processes, because this is the time that we need to be together in alignment with nation states, with people. Even corporations need to change. We are talking about institutional change, but also collective change and individual change. We are talking not just about climate change, but about climate crisis and ecological crisis. Mm-hmm. The blood of Mother Earth, the crystals of Mother Earth need to be respected. Even the so-called nature-based solutions, and the so-called commodification of nature is not good. We need to change. We need to respect, because Mother Earth is not a commodity, it's sacred. And all the beings that we are here in this world, we need to treat each other with respect, with reciprocity. And also with love. This is the time. Brothers and sisters, you can see that the day brings the night and the night brings the day. But we are calling in between, allies and guardians and entities to help us in these difficult times. We are going to witness even more, but we are prepared, and we are going to do what we have been doing for millennia, walking with Mother Earth, loving Mother Earth and all her beings. And we are nature, we are spirit, we are mind. We can transcend to this other level. May all your families, your communities, and institution and organization be blessed. Be blessed, and also remember that we need to walk in pilgrimage, in payment, in rituals to honor life, to honor what is sacred. So the connection with the Great Spirit and the universe is alive, so we can transcend in a beautiful way. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
So much beauty, so much power, so much wisdom has been shared here today. We are moving into the season of change, as everybody has spoken to here, as we go into fall. Let us fall into our humanity. Let us recognize that we are all children of Mother Earth. Let us celebrate our ancestral past with food from the harvest, with stories from our histories, from all the gifts that have come to us today. I know that some people have a few questions that they want to ask, but I want us to dance first. I want to bring you down into your body and move you out into the atmosphere so that you can feel it all. And after we, as we say in my culture, after we shake your booty a little bit, we'll come back to the questions. How about that?
Thank you, Louisa. So I get to have the great privilege here too. First of all, just to let you know that there are so many platforms globally going off right now. So much wisdom, so much music, so much celebration and honoring of this time we're in. Shift Network has been holding and is holding a big fundraiser for Tree Sisters. So you can join them because some of us are over there dancing there at the same time we're dancing here so that we can get 1 million trees planted through this one initiative. So honoring our trees, the breath they bring us into this life, I give thanks. I'm thankful that we are part of a larger global movement with We the World and many other platforms that have gathered with us during these 11 days of global unity, September 11th through the 21st. And I think it's amazing that our feet are going to step into the soil of Gabon on the 21st, this day when my sister Loretta is going to be packing her pipe, holding ceremony, as will many of our elders around this planet. So today, and on the 21st, it is a time of remembering and celebrating because this is the 40th anniversary of an International Day of Peace. So that's what we're all a part of. That's what we're about to go dancing to. And today, of those 11 days, we're on day 8. The day, every day they're focusing on another part of this, what it takes to bring unity. And today it's about human rights. And when you bring human rights into our story, then we must realize we are creation. We are creation's story. And it is her rights, this moment of justice that everybody has spoken to today. So with all of that said, and a lot of gratitude for all that is here and in motion, we get to have a time of dancing now as we introduce this beautiful video. It's called The Golden Rule, and it's by Pato Banton and Antoinette Rutsdatta. And it is a moment that I hope it will touch your hearts, move your bodies, open your beingness to all this creation. So with that, Margine, do you think you could put us to dancing?
Can you turn the other cheek and still remain humble and meek? Cunning as a fox, but ever gentle as a dove. Can you forgive and show your enemies love? Can we give the way we want to receive? Well, if seeing is believing, make we practice what we preach with the golden rule. When I treat you how I want to be treated, it's the golden rule. When you know your love could never be defeated, it's the golden rule. When you love mama nature and all creatures too, it's the golden rule. We gotta teach it to the children too. Tell me now, are you making time to pray and meditate? And with the Most High communicate? Do you try to keep a smile on your face as you do the best you can to make this world a better place now? We need more peace and harmony, the honoring of human dignity, more justice and equality, 'cause everyone has a right to be free now. And you can keep your religion, but we no need no division. We come together on a global mission to end prejudice and racism. And when your soul is invested, you can expect to be tried and tested, 'cause that's the way we grow, yeah. And who feels it knows, it's the golden rule. When I treat you how I want to be treated, it's the golden rule. When you know your love could never be defeated, it's the golden rule. You love mama nature and all creatures too, it's the golden rule. Yow, 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 makes me know. Golden rule, yes, it's the golden rule. It's a way of life and a spiritual tool. Golden rule, yes, it's the golden rule. You got to do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Golden rule, yes, it's the golden rule. When tempers get hot, man, you gotta stay cool. Golden rule, yes, it's the golden rule. Be kind in all you say and do. Yo, most people need peace and security. Some leaders need emotional maturity. But one thing is definitely sure to me. that Jaja needs hearts of purity. Love has true value when you're giving it. Truth has real meaning when you're living it. A change is gonna come when you're being it. And the future looks brighter when we see it in this age of the golden rule. When I treat you how I want to be treated, it's the golden rule. When you know your love could never be defeated, it's the golden rule. When you love mama nature and our creatures too, it's the golden rule. We gotta teach it to the children too. We sing again golden rule. When I treat you how I want to be treated, it's the golden rule. When you know your love could never be defeated, it's the golden rule. When you love mama nature and our creatures too, it's the golden rule. We gotta teach it to the children too.
Look at those beautiful babies. Oh my goodness. Okay.
Are you dancing? Are you dancing?
Honey, I'm rocking it. You know, ride that wave, ride that wave. Okay, well, I'm hoping everybody's enjoyed that little wiggle on the golden rule. I understand there was some questions.
There's one question I think Audrey has that came from our audience. I know we only have a few minutes, but maybe some of the elders would like to address it.
Mm-hmm. And the question is, how will the man of knowledge help with our transitions?
By applying the knowledge that they have and making sure that you are an open channel to receive the message that the earth and the ancestors are sending us. You know, that's the basic thing, is to be open to hearing what earth is saying. And if your head, your heart, and your hands are in accord, then everything you do will be blessed.
Any of the other elders want to add some of that wisdom?
Yes, I'm with you, Lusa. Deep, deep listening is really, really important. And also what we're talking about in this country is that it's important for everyone in this country to get on the same page, which is really beautiful. And also to know about the history and the whole point of corporations and free men on the land and who we are as the original people and the way forward. So there's a lot of people that are coming on board and listening and taking in the knowledge. And it's really exciting. You know, we've been waiting for this time for everyone to start getting off the fence, you know, and it's really good that, and this is what I'm saying, don't waste my time. You know, my time is precious. I might wake up for another sun, but I'm here to give all that I am in the knowledge that I can be and whatever I've learned throughout my journey, and I'm always learning and taking in and expanding. It's really, really important to have that deep listening and relearn and come into the truth of what real life is and what's the illusion. So anyway, we're going to be there, and you'll find us everywhere, and there's more information that'll continue to guide us forward. And don't worry, you'll see us in the world light there from First Light, and we'll be continuing to derive some strong knowledge from First Light. So yeah,
I saw someone else ask, Mary Elizabeth wanted to know how we can help how she can help carry the message, and wanting to be a bridge and a channel for our progress. I want to take that minute to say earlier, I put my website up, and anybody who's interested in deeper connection, you can go there and see all the wonderful community building things that are happening there. And also, Jyoti, shouldn't people contact the fountain?
They can. They can. Thefountain.earth, www.thefountain.earth is where you can come onto our website and you can connect with us through email there. It's a time of collaboration. And actually, the way it's been given to me, we're moving past collaboration and into convergence, a time when we're coming to the point here of it all, huh?
Emerge. You don't want to bump into each other, right? I like to emerge, but it's crazy over there in the United States. You'd think I'd be cruising around in my vessel. You see the language. I don't drive. I travel in my vessel. Right. And I'm a soul operating a machine. So you see, these are their languages. So if you want to learn more, you can find us in Purple Thumb Community as well. And the Crown of the Origini Nation is also set. Just as an authority of who we are, we're educated. We get educated so we can get on the same page, or else I'd just be out bush, right? And there is a lot of stuff there and a lot of information of how you can actually, you know, stand as a peaceful human being, as not a sovereign with a queen, with a, a crown on your head, but, you know, as the real authority to be able to sit and protect your human rights and know what real life is and what dead men on piece of paper is. So people check it out.
Wow. Well, I'm glad to see that there are people who want connection and who want to do this work. And in keeping with the divination that said, you know, relationship and deep listening, please, everybody, before the end of next week, take your shoes off and go stand barefoot on the land. Take a deep breath and raise your hands up, palms up to the sky, and just let yourself be a highway for the energy of the deities, for the energy of the earth and the sky, and let yourself be filled with the blessings of your humanity.
Blessings on that too. And Luisa, I just want to ask Indigo to put up the Mother Earth Delegation website as well. Every elder has, our most elders have a, you know, we have pages for each there and the different kind of projects that they carry and ways that you can connect with them directly. Are if you, you know, when you do this deep listening, you're going to know how, what you're carrying, what thread you're carrying, and where it's going to flow and where it's going to weave. And so trust yourself around that. And that way you can flow to the different delegates or the different projects as that instruction comes to you. And that's how we weave ourselves forward with a song and a lot of heart. So Luisa, thank you for a beautiful day today. Thank you, elders, every single one of you, for who you are and the way you bring your presence into play. And reminding us not to get so heavy, but to take a moment, lift ourselves with our joy and our song and our hearts, and go dance under the trees, swim in the waters, take a deep breath in the air, make a nice fire, and lay down your prayers for all those elements and all of the staff and all the people behind that are doing this selfless, selfless work, and all of you that have gathered here, for we are the Mother Earth Nation, we've been waiting for.
And remember to love the birds. That was very, very important. If we don't take care of the birds and the bees, we won't have any fruit. We need to take care of them. Thank you all.
See you next month.
All righty.
Still then. Mwah.
Mwah. Blessings, blessings, blessings.
Blessings to everybody.